We've been considering words that Jesus spoke to his disciples. And just in closing tonight, I'd just like us to open to Matthew chapter 28. It's a passage of scripture that we often refer to as the Great Commission. Verse 16 reads, "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." Now, Jesus came here to earth to fulfill a mission. He came to do God's will, and that was to redeem mankind, to pay the penalty of sin. It was because of God's heart of love for mankind that Jesus came, for God so loved the world. And so Jesus came and he lived that sinless life, went about doing good, teaching, healing, loving people. And then when the time came, he set his face to Jerusalem to offer himself up, a sacrifice for our sins. And so his work was complete. But the work that he began is fulfilled, completed in you and me. It didn't end with Jesus. His purpose was to send his disciples into all the world. They were going to go out into Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria unto the uttermost parts of the world to now bring this message of salvation, to tell the story of Jesus. And that story of Jesus has been told over and over and over again. And you and I are here because we heard the story of Jesus. Maybe you were a little child when you first heard his name. But someone was fulfilling the Great Commission. Someone was doing that in Jesus' name, in Jesus' stead. The NIV translates that verse a little differently. It says, "Go therefore and make disciples." Go and make disciples. I think that's a little bit different than just telling people that Jesus died for them. That's where it begins. But once we hear that message, we need to become followers of Jesus. He wants us to become his disciples. He wants us to live as he lived, to do as he did, to say what he said. We had the parable of the pounds this morning, the servants and the pounds, and we talked a little bit about what that meant. What were they given? And what were they supposed to do with that salvation that God had given to them? Not hide it away somewhere, but go out, get busy, be occupied, doing God's work, doing his will. And just in thinking about us going back home tomorrow, I know we don't like to talk about it so much, but it's a reality, right? Some of you have just come, so you've got time before you go home. But I go home tomorrow, and many of us go home tomorrow. And I'd like you to take this with you, that sometimes we just pray, Lord, keep us, you know, keep us so that we don't lose out. And that's a good prayer to pray. That's right. But I think God would like to take that, I'd like to raise that a little bit higher. And instead of just saying, Lord, keep me, I'd like to say, Lord, make me a witness for you. I think sometimes we lose out because we don't take our stand for Jesus and tell others what Jesus has done for us. There's a power, a strengthening of your inner man when you open your mouth and you tell someone else what Jesus has done for you. Amen. And so instead of just saying, well, Lord, keep us and don't let us lose out, let us, you know, just bring us back here. No, let's believe that God is going to use us to bring others to him. Are you willing for that? Are you willing? You see, Jesus says here that all power is given to him. But the thought there, if you look in Acts, is that he wants to give power to us. He told them, now you go wait in Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. And what was that power for? That they could be his witnesses. That their lives would be so different, so changed, that wherever they went, people would know that they had been with Jesus. And not only by their words, but by their deeds, by the love of God flowing through them, people would know that God was real, that God is alive. How are people going to know that God lives? How do they know that Jesus lives? It's by you and me. They need to see it lived out. And we don't have that in ourselves. But Jesus said, all power is given to me, and I'm pouring that out upon you. You will receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses. And you can read the book of Acts, and you see how God worked through these ordinary men. Just like you and me, ordinary people. God is looking for ordinary people to do his work. Anybody available? Huh? You're available? Yes? God, take my life. Fill me with your Spirit. Make me your witness so I can go in your name and reproduce this life, as it were. Bring others to you. Fulfill the Great Commission. If we don't fulfill the Great Commission, then the gospel, does it die? If each generation doesn't obey the Great Commission, thank God that he works in every generation. He works in our young people. He works in our children. We have to have that faith that God, your work will not fail in them. I'm so happy to have my children here. You're happy to be here, right, guys? Yes, but I'm trusting that God will work in their hearts and that they'll come to know God and want to love and serve him with all that's within them. And so we have this ministry. You know, Pilgrim Camp is part of fulfilling the Great Commission as well. Well, children come here, and there's our mission field. How well have we done these 2 weeks? Have we prayed? Have we believed? Have we trusted to see God's working in their lives? We're endeavoring to make disciples. Disciples of all nations. I'm so thankful for what God has done. I was blessed by the testimonies we've had in these days. God is at work. God has spoken to us. But now we need to go in his name and be what he wants me to be and say what he wants me to say. That's one of my favorite missionary songs. I'll go where you want me to go. You know, every time, I remember as a young person, every time we would sing that, something would just come into my heart. I'll go, Lord, wherever you want me to go. Sometimes he sends us across the street and up a flight of stairs to knock on someone's door and say, you know, we miss you at church. Jesus loves you. And so I want to take grace tonight. I want to open my heart and say, Lord, fill me with that power. Make me your witness. I don't want to just be here for myself. I don't want to be just receiving your blessings. But Lord, send me forth. Give me the strength, the boldness, the anointing of your Spirit so that I could speak for you. I remember Sister Esther Sedot being at our church again when I was younger, and it's just speaking this one word at the end of her message, and it was this: to pray this prayer. She said, I pray this prayer, and I encourage you to pray this prayer. Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit and give me opportunity today to speak for you. Lord Jesus, fill me today with the Holy Spirit and give me opportunity to speak for you. And we're not too young, you're not too young, and we're not too old. We all have this responsibility. None of us is exempt. Lord, we want to go in your name. Go, go, he says, go. Go home. But go in my name, make disciples, teaching them to observe well, that's whatsoever I have commanded you. And here is the promise that I want to leave with us. Lo, I am with you always. Hallelujah. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go. How about you? I'll go anywhere. 'Tis heaven to me, where'er I may be, if he is there. I was speaking to someone these 2 weeks, and I said, you know, there's a lot of nice places to live rather than New York City. And I was around, I guess I was about 25 years old, and God sent me to Arizona. Well, I guess he did. But it was my job, sent me to Arizona. And I was a young man. I had really never been away from home except to come to Pilgrim Camp. So I was really sheltered. And here I ended up in Arizona on a construction site with a bunch of foul-mouthed rednecks. Now, why did I tell you that? I don't know. No, I wanted to say this, that it was nice there. I had an apartment, a new apartment, furnished, and I had a pool, swimming pool, racquetball courts, indoor. No, great. Great life out there. Everything was just new highways. Everything was just booming at that time in the 80s. And but it wasn't my home. It wasn't where God wanted me to be. And so he brought me back here to New York City. And so wherever God places us, wherever God calls us to serve him, that's where we're going to find fulfillment and peace and joy and blessing. Because he'll be there. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So Jesus goes with us. He sends us. Go in my name. And when we do go in his name, when you speak to someone in Jesus' name, when you visit someone because God is putting it upon you, when you make a phone call to someone, you sense the presence of God right there with you, speaking through you, using you to bless someone else, to spread this wonderful message of salvation. And so, let's be challenged. Those of us who are going home, let's go at his command. Let's go knowing that he gives us the power that we need. It's not our strength. It's not our words. It's not our wisdom. It's his power in us. Jesus, live out your life in us. And then let's claim that promise of his presence. Jesus, you're with me everywhere I go. You will never leave me. You will never forsake me. I was speaking to a young man that was here on staff, and he said, you know, on my job is, again, similar to what I had said. He said, the fellows around me, they don't care about God. And they talk foul all day, and they talk about things that just want to Just bring me down in my spirit. But he said, one day, I was just crying out to God. I said, God, I can't take it anymore. And as he said, I was working, he said, I just felt like Jesus was standing right there next to me. And he said, I'm here. You don't have to be afraid. I'm with you. I said, thank God for that. And I said, you know what? He's here. He is there all the time. You don't always are aware of that, but he is there all the time, standing right there next to you. And so Jesus goes with you. So let's sing that song together. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give ourselves to him tonight afresh. Lord, we're yours. We're yours. For whatever you have us to do, Lord, you give us the power. You give us the enablement to serve you in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 279. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I want. No, you're right. I said if Jesus could, but I want. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord. I'll say what you want me to say. I'll be. I'm sorry for the poem.
277. Let's stand as we sing. It may not be on the mountains high or over the stormy sea. It may not be at the battle's front. My Lord will have need of me. But if by a still small voice he calls to pass close our books and maybe put them down. And just we want to respond to all the things we've heard tonight. Now the Lord sees our hearts and He knows all about us. But I'd like you just to, if you really want to, just say, Lord, I'm yours. I want to be what you want me to be. Just, if you would just lift your hand to the Lord and we'll sing that chorus again. The Lord sees, He knows. And so let's just give ourselves to Him in faith. Maybe you'd like to lift both hands. I'll go, Lord, wherever you want me to go. I'll say what you want me to say. I'll be what you want me to be. So let's just sing that chorus right to Him.
I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, or mountain or plain or sea. I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be. Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God, fill us with your power, dear God. Fill us with the power of the Holy Ghost, dear God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 Jesus, 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 take my life, oh Jesus, 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 hallelujah, oh Jesus, all to Jesus, Lord Jesus. Brother John Praw, would you pray with us, please?
Thank you, Lord, for your word to us tonight. Many voices you have spoken and reassured us, Lord, that from beginning to end, you are faithful.
Yes, yes. Lord.
You never fail. You never forsake.
Hallelujah.
We've heard testimonies from young people. We have heard testimonies from older. We have heard the stories of those who have already gone before us. And it speaks to your faithfulness.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for the assurance that we have that you don't fail.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord is our shepherd.
Yes.
Yes.
And you guide and you lead, Lord, sometimes by still waters and green pastures, other times through the valley of the shadow of death. Mm-hmm. But you are the shepherd who leads faithfully.
Amen.
So Lord, wherever that path leads, whatever journey we find ourselves on in life, Lord, we have heard again words tonight of encouragement that you are there. That you guide us with your eye. We hear the voice of the shepherd.
Yes.
And Lord, I pray you give us now faith to follow. Give us grace to follow.
Yes, yes,
Lord, in places maybe that might not be our choosing, Lord, I pray that you help us to have hearts filled with courage, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
If you call us to risk, if you call us to sacrifice, if you call us to forsake, Lord, that without reserve we would follow hard after you.
Yes,
Lord. Lord, thank you for your presence in our lives, that no matter where we are, that you are there.
Yes.
And we rejoice in that. We thank you, Lord, that you are good.
Yes, yes.
So again, Lord, as for some, we're wrapping up our time here at camp, and we're remembering and absorbing and have been instructed and taught, and there's much for us to remember, to learn, and to grow. Lord, I pray that these moments would not be lost, Lord, that we would continue to go and walk in you and in great victory, as we've heard also tonight, Lord, not just trying to make it through another year, but Lord, with great victory day after day. Dear Jesus, I pray that you would do great and mighty things in our hearts and in our lives, Lord, and we would accomplish your will and purpose, your glory and your sake, whether we are here now or whether we go home, dear God. Have your will accomplished in our lives. We surrender to you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Now, I would like us just to take time to wait upon God. Again, it's just been good to be in the Lord's presence tonight with all of you. I wish we could continue. I mean, more days together. But, you know, one day it's going to be wonderful when we get to, when we get together in heaven. So the Lord bless you and go with you. And if you can, just spend some time yet in His presence. Do that. I know some of you have traveled today, and God give you rest and refreshing.